the new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
Goodwill to the people of this land.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have an election now. Really looks beautiful.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
You are listening to a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. Any opinions expressed within are solely those of the participants and do not reflect the views of WRCT Radio Incorporated. Questions and comments can be addressed to the Public Affairs Director at pa@wrct.org or by calling 412-621-0728.
Live from WRCT Studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Hour, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Everyone, it's time for Total Education Hour time. I'm pumped up. I'm excited. I am finishing up my second cup of coffee. Wednesday nights continue. I can't believe I changed the time to 10 o'clock to go live and record. And my co-hosts that asked me to move it to 10 o'clock don't show up anymore. And now I've made it kind of a conservative show. Not the fault of my own. I've been asking people. Today I had a publicist contact me. Hey, they just wrote a book, but their book doesn't come out to February 2020. What are you pitching me then if you can't give me the author till 2020? Oh, come on now. That's going to be an exciting time, but we're not. We have too much of this rest of the year in celebration, especially December 6th. December 6th, it'll be 10 years of the Total Education Hour. I have done radio and television for almost that same amount of time, but 10 years, the same show that I have produced, I don't know how many times, and talked education and talked to the greatest people in the world. But I'm first excited to welcome the program. We're going to go right to Ed Temple, school choice advocate. Ed, how are you? And I have no idea what we're going to talk about
doing
tonight.
Great.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm also excited to welcome the program, Lee McNulty. Lee, I have no idea what we're going to talk about tonight. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You saw how fired up, Lee, I was last week involving teachers, right? And I'm not going to get involved in this whole thing, but let's go to two. Now, Lee, are you a parent?
I'm sorry.
Are you a parent?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Let's just say if one of your students that you really cared about did something that was wrong, would you be embarrassed?
Absolutely. Many of my students I was very close with, and even though I've been retired many years, I've been in touch, or I should say, many of my students have been in touch with me, and I meet them for lunch or dinner.
All right, let's go to the same thing. Would you be embarrassed, Ed, and would it be something that just kind of eats at you constantly if somebody screws up or you care what other people think about your kids?
Oh, yeah, in particular, since I actually have both of my kids in my class, in different classes. So, they could easily embarrass me by me. That's why when they get in trouble, or if they do get in trouble, which they really don't, but when they do anything that's off kilter, I let my wife deal with it just because I don't want to have that relationship or different relationship with the teachers that I work with.
And
yeah, it's definitely embarrassing.
Interesting. No, I disagree with both of you guys. I think you guys are both insane about this. Here's the thing. You shouldn't care what people think. We are never going to be in control of our kids. We have to be guides, but we can't make decisions based on what people think. I know Ed doesn't care about what people think. Well, you shouldn't care what people think about your kids. Put the highest expectation out there, but they're going to screw up. They're going to fall. And that's how they're going to learn. Any thoughts to that, Lee? That's why I threw that question at you to start the show. But what is your thought?
Well, I always said the same thing. I've talked with many parents and many friends of mine are parents, that you have to let the kids make a mistake, so they that's how they learn. Let them fall, let them get hurt a little bit. Can't keep trying to protect them all the time.
Okay, so I threw you yeah. into an argument already in the show, Ed, and then you got to put that out on Facebook. Why is it that we care what people think? Why is it that we care? Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay. Why is it that we care what people think?
Yes, especially if our kids screw up. Why do we care so much if, like, appearance and making sure that everything's perfect and they're the smartest kids in the world, when ultimately in life we're all a bunch of screw-ups as adults in some sort of manner, and we're not, none of us are perfect. Our president sure as heck isn't perfect, but our House of Representatives, our leaders are not perfect. Our business, the business owners are not perfect. People aren't perfect, but yet we want to have this persona. My gosh, look at my son. Look at my daughter. Wow, are they great. And I care what Susie down the street thinks about that. When really, what are we going to create, a bunch of robots? Lee, that's my big thing. And I guess I threw you into this conversation question where I came up with something that was on my mind. And I just said, this is something that was on my mind this week. Like, if a teacher doesn't like that I'm, you know, brash, that I don't care as much about homework as assessment, and I'm going to do things the way I want to do it for my kids, what's the problem with that, Lee? Especially if I care about it and I'm not, like, being negligent, why should I care what the teacher thinks? That's another part of the question. Should we really care what our teachers think about our kids? That's, can you add that to the chat room as well, Ed? But what do you think, Lee, on my thought from that?
I really don't know. I never really cared what anybody thought, be it an administrator, a parent, let alone a student. I mean, I treated my students as if they were mine, but I didn't worry about any of that stuff. So I was a little different type of bird. So, for me to say that a parent came in and they said this or they said that or they demanded this, I didn't care. I went about my way of doing things.
And then we weren't liked at times because of that. As a teacher, I was like that. I'd say, forget you punks. I'm doing things the way I want to do them. And that's probably why I'm an entrepreneur, because I really don't care what I'm going to do things the way I feel is going to be the best. And your colleagues are different than your boss. You please your boss. You make sure you follow the rules and regulations of your boss. But your colleagues, who cares about them? So that's even to add the final line. If you're a teacher that has a different innovative style of teaching, and then you go ahead and throw yourself out there and every other teacher is just blah, boring, and terrible, why should you care what they think? Because they really don't like you, Ed.
No, I'm not disagreeing with any of that at all. I'm just saying, you know, when I work with people that I trust, I'm going to care what they say about the kids. On the other hand, ultimately, you're right. I teach kids, whether they're playing a sport or whether they're in life, you know, the more successful you become, the more people are going to try to bring you down, like, you know, putting crabs in a bucket. Just going to keep trying to, that's where you don't need to put a lid on, right? You know, they can just keep pulling each other back down and not letting anybody rise to the top.
Exactly.
So I understand you have to shut all the noise out. I got that.
You have to, but as a parent, you want the respect, that they respect your kids and it's expected. But to care what people think about your kids at the end of the day, when you know what's best. So let's just talk about it, Ed. You know, you decide, you know, you want choice for your kids, or you chose to send them to a private school instead of a public school. And somebody says, how dare you do that, Mr. Temple? Why wouldn't you want them to experience what really life is? Private education's not real life. You really don't care what they think, right? You know what's best for your child.
Well, you know, as you know, I wrote a book about this, and so did Lee. We have real good reasons why not to have kids attend particular schools, and oftentimes those schools are public. But that same question came up today in class. One of the kids says, this is like public school, and it came from a kid that has never gone to a public school, And the other kids that just got to our school this year said, are you kidding me? No way. This is nothing like a public school. And, of course, I chimed in and said, no, it's not like a public school. It's nothing like a public school. And so they shut that down right away because there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference in what is tolerated, what is expected, just the daily conversations, let alone the atmosphere itself. Just like you were asking about vaping a while back, those kids there barely even know what that is. There's a lot more sheltering going on in a private school, a lot more. These kids aren't I'm not saying they don't get exposed to everything. They still have to go home. But at the same time, the environment is totally different. The expectations are different. And, of course, you know, we have a whole different mindset than a public school.
All right, so I'm about to squash this at one point, but I wanted to see if we got anything from the chat room based on my first topic to talk tonight of rants caring what people think, because I don't care what people think. At the end of the day, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and it's none of your business. But, Ed,
I got a comment on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook comment that he says I'm assuming they're talking about you, Neil. That I hear you well, but the caller is a bit muffled.
It's just because of what it is. We have to deal with that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I know.
Germs. And guess what? I never put us on live on Blog Talk. I better flip us over. Hold on a sec. I'm flipping you over now. Boy, oh boy. It's definitely a strange thing as we now have hit live so that we can have callers if we want. But no, I mean, a bit muffled. Do you understand? So they're going to make me even more angry. You listen to my show. Hear how crystal clear, right, Ed? When you listen to the Total Education Hour, how crystal clear is it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's absolutely a professional operation. I'm not this guy in my I am in my basement. But I'm not this guy in my basement broadcasting to two people, ladies and gentlemen. But okay. Well, so I don't want that. I want true comments. Come on now. That must be a comment to somebody that just wants to pick at something. Well, go do it yourself. Produce 10,000 shows and come back and talk to me. Let's go. Now, we're going to leave that topic and see if I can hit some real hard and heavy topics tonight. Lee, now look out, Lee. Get ready just to have an opinion. You don't have to have any knowledge on this show. Jared told you that, and also Jason did, or I've told you.
I'm having a lot of difficulty. I really have a difficulty understanding anything that you're saying. It's coming in so bad, and I'm really straining hard, and I feel bad.
Really? I don't know what's happening. What do you think the reason is? It's very interesting. Okay. Well, there's nothing I can do about it, but I'll don't worry. If you have to ask me to repeat myself, I'll repeat myself.
I'll do the best I can, but I am straining.
Really? Is it different than normal? That's really weird. Interesting. Okay. All right. So maybe I'm just going to try to shut, move the mic a little bit or the sound. Who knows what it could be today. Again, we are in a cold, wintry day in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it feels wintry, meaning rain down to like 40 degrees and pretty nasty. So so who knows if good old cell phone service is not working as well. So when we get back, we're going to go to news, and I'm going to read the articles, and we'll see what Lee says. Lee, definitely turn up your mic or turn up your phone if you need to, or wherever you're, how you're listening. You're listening to Total Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh, and we're streaming live at WRCT.org, hashtag WRCT. When we get back, more of Lee McNulty and Ed Temple. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back to Total Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh, and we're streaming live at WRCT.org, hashtag WRCT, and I'm with Lee McNulty and also Ed Temple, myself, Neil Haley, and now we're going to go to the news, and we'll...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' features, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts, CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Throw it there. An interesting, the peanut gallery tonight, but I could care less what people think at the end of the day of the show. So if you say, excuse me, I can't hear you, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. That's all that matters. And it could ultimately be the good old conference call line. Can't blame anything. You blame Verizon, we'll blame Verizon on it. And let's go ahead and go to the news and look up some education news. And Ed, you have it on speaker so everyone can hear it, right? So that might be how you're hearing it better than what Lee's doing right now for talking just how we're going live and just keep going. All right, let's find we're going to go to New York Times first. And what I'm going to do right before New York Times, I'm going to stop for a sec.
It is.
All right. So, yeah, so we're continuing the conversation here. And so I'm going to go to the first news article. And so it must have been Verizon service.
You got it.
So and there you go. And that happens sometimes. But we did lose our other guest today. But, hey, you let them know it was not me. It was Verizon. And I at least made the call. And I'm not used to it. But Lee is back on. Maybe Lee thought his cell phone. All right, Lee, we thought we lost you. I have a much better connection. It's Verizon. So we can get. I'm mad at Verizon. Verizon, you stink. Okay? I did pay my cell phone bill today. Come on now, people. All right, but let's continue the conversation and go right to the news. This has been that kind of day, ladies and germs, and I just don't understand. But okay, next one. So let's see what article looks really interesting from the New York Times. ACT change will allow students to retake individual sections. Oh, come on. Oh, Ed, you knew this was coming, right? If you get me involved talking, ACT will change. ACT change has no
core, so I don't know. I think they're just trying to.
I agree, and I'm like, what the heck's going on here? I mean, to model it more like Common Core.
Yeah, they just started doing the writing.
Yeah, I mean, so why? I mean, it makes no sense at all, in my opinion. It doesn't make sense. What was the reason? Was it a pressure because of state standards that these kids were not being prepared because of how horrible Common Core was? They had to become more like Common Core?
That's a good question. I would guess that there has something to do with that. I would also think that there's a possibility that they're trying to be more like the SAT so they can compete with the SAT and take away whatever business they can. Since some of the schools wanted a writing requirement, for example, they added a writing as one of the options on the ACT. So.
I mean, but the writing requirement has become meaningless on the SAT. Lee, just to kind of mention this whole ACT thing, the SAT has become a stupid test. It's not difficult at all, in my opinion. There's no real challenge. There's only four choices instead of five choices now. And it really has become an exam that, you know, you score 1,000, it's really like 800 from back in the day. So I had no idea what was the thought process to go ahead and make the exam so easy so that kids can all perform okay, make it free for everyone to learn it because it's all available on Khan Academy, and have all this free resources and make it a simple, easy test, eliminate writing as a score, make it not important at all, get rid of the vocabulary, the analogies, all these different things that I think are very, very, very important on an exam, just so that it becomes more fair and balanced. And now ACT wants to do the samely, or have already, and we're going to talk about this in this article. What do you think?
I've never heard about the ACT. I only knew the SAT, but I have to agree with Ed. I think a lot of this stuff, a lot of changes with the testing, has to do with making money. You know, somebody else come up with a new program, so somebody else is going to get billed for this. Bottom line, it makes it easier for more kids to go to college. And then the colleges makes more money on the kids. It's still dumbing down. It's making things easier. There should be, I can't think of the word, you're supposed to be able to set a limit and a goal. We just keep lowering and lowering standards.
Exactly. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I completely agree with you, Lee. It's the dummying down of education. We got to make it more like those goofball standardized tests, and we're going to go do this. Now, Ed, your take, you do a lot of ACT prep. What do you think of the SAT? Be honest.
I can say it's, you know, we get some kids think the SAT is easier and some think it's harder. Depends on what they're good at. You know, if they're good at word analogies, for example, they think they like the SAT better. If they like science reasoning, then they're going to like the ACT better. Depends on what their strengths are, I guess.
Do you tutor a lot of the SAT or not? Or just the ACT?
I was just tutoring a kid on the SAT math today. So the questions, you know, the girl taking, or, you know, doing, she's very well versed in the ACT. She's studied it quite a bit. And she's just now studying the SAT. She believes in her mind, the SAT makes you think a lot more. So I don't know. I've heard the
opposite. Oh my gosh. But no, Ed, if you compare the test before, this is stupid compared to the first test. Meaning I've tutored kids in both the oldest SAT, this SAT, the last SAT, and now this one. So I've gotten to see three versions in certain ways. And each one of them makes it so the kids are become stupider. And it's a very big frustration to me, this SAT. And no, the word analogies are gone, Ed. So just because I know you don't tutor the English and the reading like I tutor everything. Yeah, word analogies are gone. They got rid of all. Yeah, it's only four choices. You know the four choices. And basically a strategy to teach your kids is all you have to do is say, by the way, eliminate two stupid choices. And guess what? You have a 50-50 chance of getting every question right. So you can go show up at the SAT and start flipping.
Penalizing?
I think they want you. Nope. You can go ahead and guess. You leave it blank, you lose more worse things. It's a 50-50 chance. Ed, at a 50-50 chance, you could flip a coin all day long. That's the honest to God. When there's five answers, at least we had a situation where you couldn't. And this test is really simple, honestly, compared to last SAT, where you really, when you were doing the reading and the English and we still had the analogies, that was really good. If you went back to Good Morning America, when Good Morning America decided to put, oh, everybody, we are going to have a new SAT, and it's such a great thing. We're going to make it more easy. We're going to eliminate those terrible vocabulary words because they really don't mean anything. And we're also going to provide it free tutoring for everyone and everyone so they could all do well on the test. That was on. If we can go back to Good Morning America and hear the report before it happened. And the other thing, Lee, that kind of gets me angry is the author of Common Core, or yeah, I'm sorry, the author of College Board for the SAT is the one of the authors of Common Core. So Lee, he basically created a test so he can make money. This test.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I guess we got to say, you know, it's America. Congratulations. But ultimately, the people, you know, getting deep in their pockets are the school is, are not the school districts. It's the curriculum developers. It's the test makers and all these different things. So I can't believe I've not gotten to the SAT yet. But you didn't know that those things were on there. Ed, you have to kind of take a look. Is your kids taking the SAT yet? Or are they getting in the prep time for that? Or are they close? Or when do they start taking it?
Well, the kids at school are my own kids.
But your own kids.
The kids at school are not. Yeah, my own kids have not. They're a 10th grader, so they'll take the ACT sometime next year. But as far as the SAT goes, we want them to take that as well. They'll probably take that hopefully next summer.
So they don't take
before the school year starts.
Yeah, this week's PSATs for a lot of
Ohio
kids.
Ohio pays for the SAT.
Oh, wow.
Ohio pays for the SAT their junior year.
Okay.
The ACT their junior year.
Right. There's a specific, like, map, like the electoral college, where people, Ed, either take the ACT or SAT. And a lot of kids want to look at the comparisons and be able to balance out the SAT score with an ACT score if they don't do well. Here's the definition for you, ladies and gentlemen. Then I want to comment, Ed, and we'll see now if finally we get some comments to the Peanut Gallery. And if they and message me if they want to join the show tonight. I'll have to go back in. I'm watching the clock as we speak in different ways. But the new news that's out there, ladies and gentlemen, is to define the difference between ACT and SAT is basically the SAT is applying what you learn. The ACT is the knowledge that you currently have. The ACT assesses your current knowledge, while the SAT assesses how you apply that knowledge. So based on the thinker, Lee, is who will do better on which test.
Well, again, you have something where you have to read. Many people, in which I am one of them, I'm a poor test taker. I have difficulty sometimes reading and understanding the question, where other people are more verbal. And what you just said, I am also better off on hands-on. So how do you really, I mean, everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. So I think some of these tests are ridiculous and it doesn't really do everybody justice.
All right. Do we have any comments from the Peanut Gallery, Ed?
I got kicked off the internet. I'm actually now using my wife's Facebook Live.
We're having a lot of great technical difficulties. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have Cricket, and they use AT&T lines, and I don't know what's going on today, but it's been messing up all day. The internet has so.
Oh, so we don't got.
Not sure the problem.
We'll get comments at one point, Ed. Okay. Well, I'll just.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be getting some shortly.
But whole thing. But now, Ed, when you hear this comment from the article, I start reading before I even get to it, and you crack up. I use the title as a way to kind of come up with my own spin. The ACT change will allow students to retake individual sections. That really sounds bogus to me, doesn't it? Just hearing that that title, right, Ed?
Yeah, that's very much so. That sounds like they're trying to make it as easy as possible to get the grade.
Well, a lot of universities are no longer using the SAT or ACT to admit kids, and they don't have to take the exam anymore. There's a tremendous large list of schools now, but that means if you don't take the test, they'll admit you. But if you want to get financial aid, you have to take the test. So certain schools are saying no longer SAT or ACT. I'm not really for that, because here's the thing about preparatory for this, and then we're going to get to the break and I'll finally read the article. That the preparatory, guys, I didn't even come up with this article. This is just exciting for me. This is what I love talking about it. I love this season. I really enjoy the juniors going into 2020 to go to March, and I can teach the SAT prep. And what I see is kids don't have any analytical knowledge. Their ability to read and understand and interpret articles and readings and being able to come up with answers and use their brains is something that good old common crap doesn't teach.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go. Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
So it's really fun to get a bunch of high school kids, start working with them and teaching them to prepare them for college where they weren't prepped in school. So that is one of the things that makes me so excited is, wow, now I can really teach them. This is how you prepare for college. And one of the things, and this could be a topic for another time, and again, I sound like a bunch of sour grapes with topics, but I really want to bring out things that people don't bring out, but I'm sure parents do. And that is for another time in another place. Why is it that high school is not a prep for college? Kids in college have to spend around 20 to 25 hours outside the classroom studying. Are we really teaching kids to study or do a bunch of goofy, busy work just so they could say they're giving homework? All right, when we get back, we'll continue the conversation. You'll listen to Total Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh. And we're streaming live at WRCT.org, #WRCT. I'm with Lee McNulty and Ed Temple, myself, Neil Haley. And guess what? It's not conservative talk. It's not liberal talk. It's Neil Haley talk. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Education Hour at 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh. And we're streaming live at WRCT.org, #WRCT, #TheSATStinks, #TheACT. But I'd take the ACT and SAT over any other exam out there, especially the Keystones, which is a garbage, PSSAs, which are garbage, which are, hey, let's learn to teach to the test. And teach the test is another thing that I think probably really makes you angry, right, Ed, is when these teachers aren't really trying to form kids. They're teaching a test to a test.
Yeah, you said it right. When you're teaching to a test, you're not getting ready or getting kids prepared for the real world. You're just getting them ready to pass a particular exam, and that doesn't teach people to think for themselves.
Well, I'm going to call today, Wednesday, Technology Screw-Up Day. I've had so many technical difficulties throughout this day. I'm ready to say, you know what? What is up? Computers, phones, everything. Who's behind this today? I think it's a conspiracy. We'll find out. High school students will find the intense pressure to present their best efforts on the ACT exam a bit easier next year as they decide they buckle down to a competitive college admissions process. What? Officials at the ACT, which makes the exam, said on Tuesday that starting next September, students who want to improve their scores would be able to retake single sections of the five-part test, which lasts about 3 hours, instead of sitting for all of them again. Oh, Ed, this is, they're not doing this to me, are they, Ed? Are they serious? Am I seriously reading this the way I'm reading it?
You are.
I mean, did you want me to, this is like me taking, this is, okay. I mean, this is, again, another thing to coddle our kids. Lee, what the heck is this? Could you imagine you'd say, we're okay, I'm teaching a course, but you know what? I'm not going to, you know, you have to build this whole thing, but I'm going to let you go back and build other parts of it first, right? Or you only need to build one part at a time and then turn it into me at the end. Is this crazy? Because you can't sit still for 3 hours. We're only going to make you take 30 minutes of this. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. This is the most asinine thing that's going to continue to make our kids stupider and crazy. What do you think of this, Lee?
Well, this is what I've seen all along in the school that I worked in. It is everything and anything possible so the kid passes. It's not about education. It's not about the kids learning. And it's not all of them. Many of the kids are very good, but the majority of them are so used when they first start school all the way until they get to high school, and many of them shouldn't even be in high school. They're just pushed through like cattle. It's not about giving them an education.
Ed, should I go ahead and send this release out to every professor at all the universities and say, oh, by the way, you can go to Harvard or Yale or one of those elite schools, and the kids only have to take one part. Do you know that the major test prep companies now are like, yes, thank you, ACT. Now we could get parents are going to pay their money so these kids take a 30 minutes of an exam, or they'll take that one part and take 6 hours to do it because Johnny is on ADHD medication. I mean, seriously, this is just, I just feel for these college professors. Before, they're going to have to mail it in at one point and say, sure, guys, here's an A, here's a B, I give up. And when we see them in the real world, they can't do anything. I mean, this is just, I mean, I can't believe this when I'm reading this.
Well, don't forget, the SAT was getting ready to give you points, for victim of circumstances. So this is nothing new.
Oh my gosh. Other countries are laughing at us right now. I mean, how are we going to get ready for the real world, ladies and gentlemen? When we got these kids, these millennials that don't even want to work, 75% of them quit after 7 years saying, I really don't want a job, Lee. So we're just coddling. I mean, it really just proves, I mean, I'll never retire and I can work all day long and maybe I can corner the market when the baby boomers all die and I could have the marketplace because guess what? Everybody else is going to not want to work. So there's going to be an opportunity unless we're going to go to a complete socialist country. And then guess what? It doesn't matter how we work. The government will give us the money anyways. So I could do radio 24/7 and have a YouTube channel, and the government will take care of my health care. They'll take care of my house. They'll take care of my college for my kids, and I can just have fun doing radio all the time, Lee.
Isn't that what the guys running for office right now are saying?
Exactly. Exactly. And that'll really work.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe this. Lee, I'm just flabbergasted by this, and I'll continue to read this article. But the New York Times, our good old friends at the New York Times have written this article. I'd love to, Ed, please go ahead and reach out to the ACT and have a spokesperson for the ACT come on this show. I'm going to start assigning you tasks, Ed. That's a task. Bring someone on from the ACT just to come on the Neil Haley, I mean, come on the Total Education Hour and tell me what research was done to create this. And I will lambaste them. All right, let's go. The new so basically it says, so each five parts of 3 hours, instead of sitting all of them again, the change will allow students to avoid getting worse marks on the sections they've already taken earlier. I thought it was at the point where you're looking at math and reading. Now you're going to look at the ACT of each section, so you don't even have to take it. You know, they force kids, it doesn't really matter what you take, but we'll go to it. The new policy comes as educators, students, and parents debate the role of standardized testing in college admissions and whether it's an appropriate measure of student ability or worsens persistent social inequalities. Okay. A growing number of colleges and universities have made test scores an optional part of applications. Do you think they're the high? You remember, Ed, my interview with the guy about social mobility, how it's almost gone now in education? Mm. Remember I sent you that interview?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to completely make it so there will be never social mobility. You're a middle class. You go from a middle class parents. You're not going to upper class parents if they create something like this. If you're poor, you're going to stay poor with the system that they're creating, Lee. Right or wrong? Do you understand what I'm saying? So I was saying the system we're creating is going to keep people in the same socioeconomic status if we're not going to challenge our kids.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. The bottom line is the children today really have no work ethic. It's not even taught in school. Most, even the school that I was in, they used to have a program where you went to school half a day and you went to work half a day. That's gone. Nobody has work ethic anymore. It's all about, I don't even know what it's about anymore today, to be truthful.
All right, so let's continue. After the change was announced on Tuesday, some parents and students and tutors wondered if the option to focus their improvement efforts would fan the frenzy of over-test scores, further disadvantaging students who do not have access to coaching. But this is the ACT. I wonder if the SAT is going to do the same thing. The five subjects of the ACT, reading, math, science, English, and writing, which is optional, are graded on a scale of 1 to 36. Currently, scores on the four required sections are averaged into a composite score. But students' highest composite scores may not necessarily reflect their highest subscores because they have done worse on individual sections. Starting in September, students will get a new super score that combines their highest scores on the subsections from each time they take the test. Currently, if students have taken the test more than once, want colleges to see their best subscores, they have to send in multiple test results. I have to end this article, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, this is ridiculous. I told you about what's the ACT doing. So, Ed, when you're seeing the math now, how is that different on the ACT? You're our expert in math now. What's the math, the test? And so basically they made it a little more complex, but do you think they made it like the SAT? What is your take about the math, Ed, with the SAT now compared to other SATs?
Yeah,
Were you tutoring? Did you tutor the SAT before the new SAT with math, the one before this one?
If I did, I don't remember that. But I did recently. I was tutoring SAT actually today, and I've tutored it in the last few months.
All right, so let's go back. So I remember both tests, and the other math was much more complex, Ed. You had to really analytically think more. This math is just basically common crap. Did you notice that most of it just needs to be translated for the kids? It's not the math's difficult, Ed. It just has to be translated because of the way it's verbiage for common.
You said something.
Yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say? Ed?
Speak to what the... Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What'd you say? Lee, we can't hear him. So we'll wait to see. He's having some tech.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Everything's coming all broken up.
Yeah, this is it. Are we being attacked by aliens right now? Is there gremlins in the audience? But okay.
I don't know. Maybe on my end here, because We have a terrible, terrible storm. I bet you the winds are about 30 miles an hour with torrential rains. I don't know if it's affecting the wires and the cell phones and whatnot.
Okay, so I will wait when I hear Ed again, but I think we lost Ed altogether. Let me go check the studio line and see if that's the case, because I don't even hear him. But now I was just saying my point, and Ed is not even in the building. Ed, I can't even hear you. So we're really dealing with a lot of different technical difficulties. I said this is Technical Difficulty Wednesday here in Neil Haley land on the Toll Education Hour. But I'm going to go to a different topic, and we're going to throw out, and you could message Lee, because you can message Ed and tell him, Ed, we can't hear you at all. So I will go to the next article, and we'll talk about it. And he did drop off. Now he's back on. And the gremlins continue, Ed. What's going on? That is weird. I thought, well, what is going on? He is just not, we're not able to hear him. This is just a interesting environment that's happened tonight, and what gremlins are playing out there, who knows? So we get back, we're going to continue the conversation. This is going to be a 2-hour.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach. A fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
You're listening to Toll Education Hour. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back to Toll Education Hour. Your headset? Is it your phone? You know you had to change phone service today, or you changed internet. What's going on with your phone, Ed?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. So we're going to leave the SAT topic. I guess somebody in the government did not want us to talk. Lee, they didn't want us to talk anymore about the SAT and ACT. I think that, again, you know, I guarantee you get on Facebook tonight, you're going to see what we talked about tonight in articles. They're going to share those articles and show them to us because they're listening to us, Facebook, right now. I'm being absolutely honest with you on this. And you're going to see an article about the SAT and ACT. And you're going to see certain things about kids and millennials and stuff like that, because they're going to target us to the type of articles we want to read on Facebook. It's going to happen. Trust me, and you guys can mention that. So we're back to the Toll Education Hour, and I'm going to go away from the ACT, SAT, because I have a feeling that the government is not happy about my comments. So let's leave that, New York Times. And let's go to the Huffington Post. I would love to see, honestly, if the Huffington Post gives us some interesting articles. New York Times gave me a great one. I'll give it a thumbs up and two snaps. And if you remember one of my favorite shows ever, In Living Color, I was doing that. Are you a fan of In Living Color, Lee?
Oh, I am. I love that show.
We keep not hearing you. Are you a fan of In Living Color, or can't you hear us at all? I mean, he's not as funny as a comedian as he is in an interview. Very dry guy. All right, let's go to some of these comedians are crazy. They truly are. Meaning they're not crazy. They just really have no personality. When they get on stage, they have something special. All right, so let's go into education. The Huffington Post. Chicago teachers are going on strike. Wow. That's a newsflash, right? Right, Ed? We talked about that today. But, I mean, Chicago teachers are going on strike.
Sure did.
Again?
Sure did.
Again? What is this, every like year they can go on strike?
Well, they get pretty much whatever they want, and they have nobody to to put them in check. They have every year in Chicago you have a Democratic mayor that's bought off by the unions. So there is no brushback at all. They get to control the whole system. They're not allowed to, they don't allow charters to thrive there in any kind of alternative school. The union has a say so in how it's run. That's the agreement they have with the board. So it's a very crazy situation there.
All right. How about you? How about your thoughts, Lee? Another Chicago teacher's strike.
I didn't even know they were going on strike. I really don't have any thoughts about it.
But how many times have you heard Chicago teachers going on strike in the last 10 years? A bunch.
I haven't heard much about it at all, to be truthful.
Okay, are you a pro-union guy, Lee?
I flip-flop with it. I do. I have to say, as when I was working, yes. But when it comes to a problem, like I said, with the situations that went on in our school over and over and over with the violence and what have you, and I would contact our local union, and I would contact the NJEA, and I would contact the NEA in Washington, they did absolutely nothing. So now that I'm retired, I'm not.
Okay. All right, we're going to leave the Chicago teacher strike and one that I'm going to laugh about, and I have a good joke already. Felicity Hoffman reports to prison for sentence in college bribery scandal. So I think we figured out our theme for tonight, and it's SAT and ACT. And so we had to talk about good old Felicity. What did you think of that scandal, Ed? And maybe now they're saying, why didn't they come out with those rules? That would much be easier to cheat if they could take one part each time, right?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, if you could take one part, they're probably going to charge the same amount or very, you know, they're going to stand to make a lot more money because you're going to have people taking the test four and five times instead of maybe once.
And another thing I'm going to keep making you my producer, Ed, we need to have somebody from the person in admissions, college admissions. What are their thoughts and trying to find the best student now with them having the ACT, especially the ACT is their primary choice for colleges. Certain colleges are really big on the ACT, while certain colleges are SAT, about kids getting to take just one section each time and don't sit through the 3-hour test. Because I think one of the things that this exam does is that it shows if you have the stamina to handle college. Can you sit through a 3-hour exam, perform halfway decent? Because a lot of times college classes are 3 hours and you're not leaving but a break during that entire time. How are you going to, and you, when you have your blue book test and it's 1.5 to 2 hours, how are you going to handle that pressure so that you are college prepared, Lee? Any thought to that? I mean, think about what we all remember, that standardized test. I remember the test for teaching and sitting through it and having to be drained beyond belief to take that exam. What is your thought, Lee, when it's talking?
Well, again,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, again, where I work, that's all we did all year long, because you had to test twice a year. The kids were trained to take the test. And I think we had a conversation, I don't know, last week or the week before, And if certain, especially the first session in the fall, if the kids didn't do well, they didn't take this test again in April, or in the spring, I should say, because they didn't want, they would have less kids take it, so they would, so the district would get a higher score of kids or percentage that passed. So it's the education system is, I don't even know how to explain it. It's not about education anymore.
It's definitely not. All right. Actress Felicity Huffman reported to the federal prison on Tuesday to begin a 14-day sentence in her role in the massive college admissions scandal that swept across top-tier universities earlier this year. The Desperate Housewives star, I'm a big fan of her in another show, and it's so funny, and I'm American Crime, which, again, did not do its justice by canceling it. It was such a powerful show, especially the second year when it involves schools. As Lee's going to find out and Ed finds out, I watch more television than anyone in the world at night, streaming different things, but I watched all of the American Crime. And Felicity Huffman was tremendous in this. I would never mention her as Desperate Housewives. I would mention her of American Crime. And she did perform American Crime. This is the funniest thing with this whole sentence in college bribery. And she was a principal or a headmaster of a school. Ed, did you get to see her play that role in the second season of America, or I think it was the third season of American Crime? Did you get to see when she, or it was the second season with the kid and the scandal and all that stuff and how this private school was all screwed up? Do you remember that? Did you ever get to watch that?
The last show I saw about school was Boston Public, I think. So
I've had one of the Boston Public stars on, but I'm laughing my butt off about Mr. Non. Yeah. But Felicity Huffman, her whole persona when she walked out of the courtroom, meaning when she had the cuffs on, she was really taking that whole thing of, oh, woe is me. Now, Lee, you know this story, right? You know all about this with the actresses and how they cheated for their kids. You're familiar with this whole scandal, right?
I do.
Yeah. What is your thought on that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing surprises me. Money talks. It's just the bottom line. Nothing surprises me.
I wonder who the whistleblower really was for this whole scandal to get caught. I know that good old Lynn Swan really did an awesome job at USC, and that's why they fired him, because he was all part of this whole situation, this with this admission scandal and stuff like that. And they don't really bring up Swanee in certain ways, and I have to, because he's a Pittsburgh guy, or meaning a Steeler for life. But it's just ridiculous. Okay, so let's say, they keep saying Desperate Housewives star is the first of more than 30 parents charged in the scheme to begin serving time. Miss Huffman is prepared to serve the term of her imprisonment, judge somebody ordered, as one part of punishment she imposed to Miss Huffman's actions. A statement from her representative says she will begin serving the remainder of the sentence judge so-and-so imposed. Now, Ed, do you really think it's real jail? Really? Do you think they're going to protect her? Do you think she's going to be signing autographs to all the workers? And do you think she's going to be out there? Do you think she's really going to do hard
Funny
time?
You say that. I think that, matter of fact, they had a, I think it was just on the radio today about how convenient and nice everything is in the country club she's staying in called prison.
And how much would a bet they're like, oh, you give us a nice donation, we'll make sure that you get. Well, we all know, and even the worst prisons, if you're one of the top people, you're getting anything you want in prison, Lee, right? You're getting anything you want if you're like one of the powerful people in prison, regardless of what prison it is. You're going to get preferential treatment, right?
Treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Preferential. Yeah.
But so in one of these white collar crime prisons, I doubt it's anything big. Maybe it's not like, you know, the glitz and glamour of Beverly Hills, but I don't think she's suffering as much as she's saying in the scheme of things, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think go to a real prison, find out what's like.
Yeah, but see, if it was somebody else, they would go to another prison. All right, let's leave that and see if I can find another interesting article before we say goodbye. But this has been a theme of the SAT and the ACT tonight. Didn't really plan that, and also about caring what people think. And I guess I've shown that. And Ed, we have not gotten back to the chat room at all today, have we?
No, we cut out. We had gotten some comments. People said they were enjoying the show. So that we did. And I got some new people because I actually got on my wife's Facebook has a whole different set of people. So they were chiming in there on there too. So.
Well, see, I enjoy myself and I think you guys are great. But the great thing is, Ed, you got.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.